Elegant view. The rain pours outside the window. I can't stop, tossing in the bed. The sheets strewn out across the bed, hanging down onto the floor like a cowl of death. Soaked, drenched from my sweat. I hear the incessant drumming of the rain. The window, streaked as if by tears, streaming down the cheeks of a broken-hearted maiden. I see you flicker by. Through the recesses of my mind, memory playing tricks on me. Through the darkness, I peer up at the ceiling, trying to, for a moment, to just catch my breath as the weight of it slams into me. I can't hold it anymore. I can't keep it back. I feel the gates breaking up, memories flicker in and out. You, dancing by, the tears so uncontrollably slide down my face like a little boy whose toy has just been taken from him. I sob into the darkness. The silent room speaks volumes without an answer. I relinquish control as my body begins its all too sudden shaking. The memories crash in, up to the surface, and I see you as I last saw you, standing by the gazebo in that white spring dress, your dark hair dancing ever so slightly over your shoulders in the night air, the glow of the full moon casting a halo around you. As I turned and walked away, I could hear you sobbing, but I kept walking away, not listening to your footsteps running across the wet lawn. I watched the high beams cut across my path. I heard the screech of tires, but you didn't scream. As the sound of your body slamming into the car echoed through the still night, I turned to that horrendous jarring sound, my eyes catching the horror of you on the lawn, your blood trickling down into the soil. I don't remember running, just somehow finding myself in one quick instant standing by you, staring into your eyes. But you would not take my hand. As your eyes closed, you would not take my hand.